Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, trying to hold a Mario, please.
Hold on, please.
Sure. Take care of that shit, buddy.
Hello?
Yes. Trying to reach Mario?
I'm sorry. Give me one second. All right.
Sure.
Put you in hold for a little bit. Hello, this is Mario.
Hey, Mario. What's up, man? It's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Dennis, I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm hanging in there, man. Just trying to make it. But, hey, I was just checking in. I faxed out our application and everything to you guys a little over a month ago, and I was just checking in to see if you guys are still looking into that or not, or if you need me to get it out to
you.
You
know what? Dennis, I told you this like 10 times already. I'm much embarrassed, you know, to say that again. The problem is that I got so much work. I'm overwhelmed with work right now. By the time I get home and try to do anything, I'm so beat up that I don't feel like doing anything. I take my briefcase with me and try to pretend to do, I'm going to do something. I get home, have dinner, and I crash. I don't want to touch anything.
You sound like
me.
I
do want that I could use that. Just the fact that I have so much work and I don't have a location to do it. I'm trying to remodel here and so we can get more work done. Yes, I could use some money. I'll tell you what. If you send me that, let me ask you something before any further. Is the personal credit involved in that decision?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I'll put it to you this way. As long as you have above a 500 credit score, you're approved. I mean,
I'm gonna tell you that. I haven't run it, and as a matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you the difference. Go ahead and send that application one more time, and I'm gonna be honest with you and tell you what's going on. The business is mine, okay? The business is mine. I make the decision. The business, however, it's not on my name. So because I have a couple foreclosures 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I had somebody else put it on his name. And so he will agree to any terms that we're going to work on. So if that's okay with you, we can run it that way. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll want to do it underneath the whoever it's under, you know, and who didn't have a foreclosure a couple years ago? I mean, back in 2008, I think everyone had a foreclosure.
A lot of people did. A lot of people did, man.
And especially here in San Diego.
A lot of people that lost their houses because, you know, they put you on an adjustable and they we get you in and then two years later, guess what, that adjustable adjusted to this much. You know the story. Oh, yeah. Anyways, I'll tell you what, Dennis, go ahead and send me that application one more time, fax it, and or email it to me, please, and I'll follow up with it. And that's one of the reasons why it's actually holding back a little, because I was thinking, you had a couple of foreclosures 6-7 years ago, and I don't know if I'm going to qualify, but the business not even on my name anyway. So by the time we'll get the paperwork with the name, the right person, I get the involved in it, and then we'll go from there. That's okay with you. All right?
Sounds good, man. Yeah, I just faxed
it to
you.
All right, go ahead.
You should have it.
Thank you very much, Dennis. All right?
Good to buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What if I left my flashlight in the bin, do you? What if I left my flashlight in the bin, do you?
Well, then you're fucked because those guys are not going to give it to you.
Uh-huh.
What?
You think so?
No, I'm not sure.